92.9 and 96.5 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
So recently I told you about how Amazon has a hire-to-fire policy. It seems to be pretty prevalent at warehouses across the country. Now they're saying they have a new problem, but in some ways I think this is the result of their self-induced paradigm. Their upper managers are reporting that they're burning through workers so quickly that they might run out of people to hire. Well, gee, guys, do you think that maybe ditching the hire-to-fire policy would be a good start? I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud here. Amazon's business has exponentially increased over the last year as people were stuck at home, but still needed and wanted stuff, so they ramped up hiring. But what they have found is that a lot of the people that have gotten on board quit in a very short period of time. Check this out. Between July and October of last year, they had 350,000 fulfillment center staff start with the company across the country and bailed out within a week to 10 days. Amazon's turning over their staff at a rate of 150% a year. That's a very extremely bad track record and a very negative internal image for Amazon. They've even tried offering $1,000 signing bonuses to new employees, and even that's not enough to keep them tolerating whatever it is that's turning them away from the job. That's a massive problem, and they do not know how to fix it.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.